Ryan Rashog joins us. Shogger, how are you?
Fantastic, buddy. Gorgeous September day.
Oh, I love it.
About to watch one of my boys play a little hockey. So, yeah, rock solid night.
Hockey season already for the kids? Like tryouts?
Well, they're
or what?
Into grading, right? So oh, they're in it's peewee grading here in the park.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, man. People have been – are you kidding? It never stops for some. Like, it just goes year-round for some.
Wow. Nice. So you have your you have like your latte with whipped cream while you sit there to watch it.
It's a little bit of a late evening ice time for me to have the Starbucks going, but anything before 2 or 3 o'clock, I usually try and I just something about watching with a nice warm drink just kind of soothes, relaxing. Yeah, it's a little bit of a crutch / addiction.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
You'll understand when your little man gets playing.
Buddy, I can tell you there'll be zero chance I ever drink coffee. It's never happened now. It won't happen then. Okay? Hmm. No, it won't.
I don't like the thought of you higher energy and more annoying than you already are.
Well, first of all, I'm not annoying, but I do have a little bit of energy. So
we'll be the judges of that, my friend.
The smell of coffee revolts me. So, you know what? I might sport the odd hot chocolate every now and then, but even that, you know, it's pretty rare. It's pretty rare. So, but
what's happening today?
Well, you know, lots is happening. The Oiler rookie camp gets going. The rookie tournament, we should say, gets going tomorrow. Now, I know you're not going. I'm not going this season. I have some other things, unfortunately, I have to do this weekend. However, there are, to me, Jesse Puljujärvi. He spoke to the media today, and they're on the plane. They're already in there. What's your expectations of Puljujärvi? Like, if I had to give you a percentage, what do you think the chances are he's in Edmonton on opening night on the 12th of October?
Percentage chance. Steve Yakupov. I'd say 70%. I think it's a pretty good chance that he starts.
Okay.
I think if they're going to send him down, it will be after they get a look at him in some regular season play. And I think he'll establish himself and look just fine through the exhibition season and regular season play. I think they'll want to take a look at him there before they just send him down. That would be my guess. Now, you could make the argument that, just get him down right away. You don't want to have him experience failure and then have to send him down but that can be good for guys too. So I think opening night, he's probably here.
It was interesting listening to Matt Hendricks talk about him because he kind of chuckled. I said, what's your first impression? He laughs. He goes, man, that kid is going to be a beast when he grows into he's bigger than Draisaitl, right? He's just as tall as Nurse, but he's thicker than Darnell Nurse. Like you don't really understand just how big and thick he is till you see him up close.
Well, and the thing is that for him to be the size that he is, but have the top speed that he has, that is menacing. Like menacing. That guy can fly. And when you add that kind of speed to a frame like that, and I know he's not necessarily an overly physical player. He's more skilled and more of a point producer. I don't think he's a banger and a crasher, but when you're that big and you can move that fast, you give defensemen fits. And you said it, as he grows into his body, he's probably got more than a few pounds that he could put on and play with just fine. And so it'll take him a little bit to adjust. For sure it will. It's going to take him some time to get used to the game. It's going to take him some time to get used to the level of competition. So my expectation levels for him this season are going to be very low in terms of where's the line between fair production and not. It's going to be a learning year for him, and my expectations are going to be very low. But I think over the next 3 years, as he grows into that body and gets used to the game around him with that speed, I think it could be pretty cool to see.
So other than Puljujärvi, do you see any rookies making the opening night 23-man roster?
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I think he's got the best chance. There just aren't a lot of spots floating around, right? There's not a lot of openings for guys that would be considered surprises to make the team. And I don't have the list in front of me, but we know who's
like
prospects
Drake,
are.
Like Drake Kajula is the other forward, I would think.
Yeah,
right?
Kajula is
Jujar Kara?
He's a name you could throw in there. Yeah, I guess Kara's still a rookie too, right? So if you consider Jujar Kara, I mean, I think Jujar would need some injury help to end up there. And that's the other thing. I assume when you ask that question, we're going to be talking about a fully healthy lineup. So given a fully healthy lineup, I don't think that he's there. And I don't think that there's room for Kajula either. But an injury or two, and those guys absolutely are in the mix. They're that next layer of guy. Definitely interested to see Kajula, though. Definitely interested to get eyes on him and see what he looks like and how he stacks up.
Ryan Ashok from TSN joined us. Shagro, hearing anything on Eric Greiba? I know he's been offered the PTO from the Oilers.
No, haven't heard much. Still kind of waiting like everybody else. I think it makes sense. It's fine. Right shot guy. They're familiar with him. If he comes in and he's in good shape and he looks good, and then absolutely he can push. So I don't mind it. You're creating competition with the likes of Mark Fain. There's nothing wrong with him feeling pushed. The last thing you want is Mark Fain feeling comfortable because there's not enough right shot defensemen to take his time. So I got no issue with it. I think it'd be good if they would get somebody like Greiba in. I think he's well liked in the room. He stands up for his teammates. But if you're Eric Greiba and you're looking at the depth chart, I don't know how you feel about that. I mean, they're shy on the right side, but he knows who's who there and who they like. But really, he's an injury away from being their seventh guy.
Oh, yeah, easily. I think, Greiba is somebody who, looking at how he played, and the other thing is when the coaching staff likes you, that really matters. And last year, I felt that at times, just based on minutes played and everything, that they were more comfortable and confident in Greiba over Mark Fain. And the organization proved last year that they wouldn't be scared to death if Fain comes in and isn't great to put him in the minors. So if I was Eric Greiba and I was confident in my abilities and confident that the coaching staff likes me, I could see why Edmonton would be very enticing of the teams that have offered him a PTO.
Yeah, I think so. And it's good to go where, like you said, the point you made about how – you go somewhere where you've got some built-in credit with people. He's got some built-in credit with Todd McClellan. I mean, Todd McClellan was on the bench that night when he had to drop the gloves twice in one game to stand up for his teammates. Todd McClellan was on the bench when he did some of those difficult things and all the shots he blocked. And he's got some built-up credit with that coach already. You go somewhere else, and they may not know you from a hole in the ground, regardless of what the roster situation looks like. You just don't. It doesn't come with any earned benefit of the doubt. And even though it's just a PTO, he will have built-in earned benefit of the doubt over some other guys, and that means something. That's what you're looking for on a PTO, a team that you've got a chance to hook on with, or a team that you at least know will give you an exhibition game or two to get noticed elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's definitely it for sure. And so, I look at him, and the other thing is the Anaheim Ducks. Shogger, as we get closer to training camp, the Lindholm situation is going to come to a head at some point. They're going to sign him to a contract. Obviously, they're going to get him to a deal. So when they do, you look at that defense core, and you've got Lindholm, and you've got Vatanen, and you've got Bieksa, who's got a no-movement clause, so he's not coming. And you got Fowler, and you got Dupre, and you got Stoner, and you got Manson. Like, they're close to the cap anyway, and then you suddenly get Lindholm, or we're thinking minimum $5 million, probably more than that. I wonder if a deal is to be had there still.
Yeah, who do you think they pry out of there?
Well, I think that, the one they'd like
to talk about Fowler, right?
But, yeah, the one they'd like the most is Vatanen because he's the right shot and he's got some offense, right? But I think they really like Vatanen. So, you keep hearing about Cam Fowler, and I like Fowler. The only problem with bringing in Cam Fowler to Edmonton is he's not a righty, right?
Yeah, you have to have a right shot. They need a second pairing right shot power play defenseman. It's just so crystal clear. They need what Justin Schultz was supposed to be. That's exactly what they need. But you got to be careful about what you're willing to give up to get that, right? I think they'd isolated a few players that they would have really liked. I don't know that. I don't know that that's necessarily the guy who shoots the wrong way, and it makes things a little bit difficult. So, but yeah, there could be something there. I mean, the Stoner contract, and I don't have a computer in front of me, so I can't call it up. But giving Stoner a pretty good chunk of change,
3.25,
and it's just too much money for him, right?
Because I'm not sure Clayton Stoner is any better than Eric Greiba.
No, he's of that ilk. And so maybe in an effort to hang on to everybody else, they get creative and figure out how to move that contract, move him out, whether it's package him with something valuable and get him out of there.
And Stoner's, and he's a lefty. The Oilers have no interest in him either. So,
Which way does Dupre shoot? He's a lefty, too.
I think Dupre is a lefty as well.
Yeah.
Right.
I like Simone Dupre. I didn't understand that trade they made, that Pittsburgh made to move him. But again, another guy that shoots the wrong way, and they've got enough of those problems as it is.
Yeah, I just, you know, the Ducks. I don't know if you could squeeze a Vatanen deal out of them, but it's one that I would strongly look for. But you look at them; they're in the same problem as the Oilers. They've got an overabundance of defensemen who are on the left side. Not the Oilers.
Who do you give up for Vatanen though? Like, what's the principal point of return on Vatanen?
Well, I think for Vatanen, you're probably going to have to give up. Like a young D-man, in Anaheim probably. Well, Anaheim, honestly, you'd probably have to give up pick, Shogger, because if you look at them, they don't want anybody that you don't have to protect. So obviously Darnell Nurse would be the first name, but I don't think the Oilers are going to give up that. But
yeah, exactly.
So I think they would be looking at, like a first-round pick from the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
And the Oilers, honestly, I'd strongly consider that. Because if you're the Edmonton Oilers and you got to have some improvement at some point, and Vatanen's a proven top four defenseman, I think, and he's exactly what you need and could fit in there. He's, as long as you never have to play him in your top pair, and maybe at certain times in your second pair 5-on-5, whatever, but he can bring you good offense. I would strongly consider it, because then you're believing that your team could be a playoff team and sneak in. And then if it's number 16 pick you're giving up, or number 17 or 15, and even if you miss out and it's number 14, I don't think that's really a huge burden for your team to be better for the next few years.
So let me ask you this. Brent Burns is on the last year of his deal, correct?
Yep.
So if you go and trade for whoever, Fowler, Vaught, and one of those other guys, that will severely limit your ability to make a strong play for Brent Burns in the offseason, which you have to believe that, given Todd McClellan's history there, given where Burns' game is gone, the fact that he hasn't won, he's been close but hasn't won, and the knowledge of which way San Jose is probably going in the next year or two, if you go and do that big deal and it's not exactly the right guy. So Vatanen could be a good fit, but he's not exactly the right guy that you need. You kind of blow your chance to go do that. Why not see how Klefbom does with the extra power play minutes? See how it looks. I don't think getting Vatanen or not is the difference between playoffs or not for the Oilers. And if they have any reason to believe they've got a legit shot at Brent Burns, do you sit tight and wait?
That's a good question.
Because if you fill your roster up, you got no room for him.
And you're going to sign Burns, and he's going to start at 32 years of age. It's an intriguing one, but Burns, what's he going to get in his contract?
I don't know.
Right?
Because
if it's true that they were shied away from Subban because of a $9 million cap hit, would they shy away from an $8 million cap hit? Like, what if Burns has another
term, right?
Right. Like, what if Burns has another season like this one?
Yeah.
And then commands $8 million cap hit.
But he's not 26. He's not 27, 28, 29 years old, right? So are you okay paying Brent Burns that kind of money for 3 years?
Yeah, I don't know if Burns is accepting 3 years, right? I can't remember the last time a UFA big-name guy accepted a three-year deal.
Yeah, he's a little different, though, right? He's 32.
Yeah.
Kind of marches to the beat of his own drum.
Yeah.
Bit of a different dude.
It's true.
And if he hasn't won yet at that later stage in his career,
well,
knows what a guy's willing to do.
Okay, but the only thing, Shogger, then the Oilers better make the playoffs. Because if you're trying to tell me that Brent Burns is going to not go to somewhere where he thinks he can win on a team that's missed the playoffs for 11 years in a row, I don't think they're top of that list.
Well, and that's just it. You have to make yourself desirable for guys like that. He's older for sure, and there's a lot of miles on that body, and you got to be careful about that. But he's in his prime at 30, 31 right now.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting one. A long ways away, but because you're San Jose, if you sign him to an extension before the expansion draft, then you got to expose one of your other D-men. So that's the although I still think they could get away with it. So it should be interesting. Shogger, we will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a wonderful sunny night. Enjoy your mocha, frappa, latte, whipped cream, whatever you put on it.
All right, will do, pal.